Okay. 1 Corinthians 14, eagerly pursue, this is classical, and seek and acquire. In my mind, I saw you running towards me.
Run, run.
No, you know what? You know what? Okay. Seek and acquire this love. Make it your aim, your great quest, and eagerly desire and cultivate the spiritual endowments or gifts, especially that you may prophesy, interpret the divine will and purposes, or purpose-inspired preaching and teaching. For one who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men but unto God. For no man understands him or catches his meaning. So while we were praying in tongues, did you all you understand what Pastor Ken was saying up here? Nobody was understanding that, because he's talking to God along with you, and everybody else should have been talking to God themselves. But he was speaking in a tongue. He's not speaking to you, he's speaking to God. That's why he didn't understand him. He said, what's he talking about? I don't know, he's not talking to me, he's talking to God. Okay, so no one understands him. So notice this, no one understands him or catches his meaning, because the Holy Spirit that is inside of him, using his voice, he utters secret truths and hidden things, not obvious to our understanding. So as you're speaking in tongues, you're speaking of things not obvious to your understanding. So they're not mental. We weren't doing a mental exercise. This is a spiritual exercise. When you start praying in tongues, you're not talking out of your head. In fact, let me tell you, there was this scientific study that was done showing that certain cortex, or the brain part of thinking, when people spoke in tongues, that part was not functioning. And it's your spirit. So when you're praying in tongues, you have to understand this, that when you're praying in tongues, you are actually praying out of your spirit. And the Holy Spirit is empowering you to pray that way. It's not your mind, has nothing to do with your will in that sense to do that, but you're yielding to the Spirit. You're speaking by faith. In order to speak in tongues, you have to do it by faith. You have to do it by faith. Start speaking in tongues. Do it right now. Speak in tongues. Stop. Do it again. Stop. So it's by you're doing it. It's not Holy Spirit making you do it. You're doing it by faith. Now put up Jude up there. What's that scripture? Jude what? 20. You know, when you practice speaking in tongues, there's a number of things that's happening. Thanks. There's a number of things that's happening. One of them is that you're exercising your faith to do what God said to do, and you're also believing God that you're speaking His will, His purpose, His plan. And you're building up your faith by praying in tongues. Where are you taking my student away? She was the one that's helping me up here. I'm looking at her to help me to preach. Okay, so Jude says, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying or speaking? Okay, let me just see that again. Jude, is there any Bible school students back there? Okay. So, but you, beloved, build yourselves up, or founded on your most holy faith, make progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Ghost. They're adding some words here. But the King James says, but beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, a spiritual exercise is you're praying in tongues. If you ever wonder why you're feeling weak spiritually, it's because maybe you haven't prayed enough in the spirit. How many people know that when you pray in tongues, you're in the spirit? The best way to get a leading of the Lord is praying in tongues. And when you pray in tongues, you're hooking up to the spirit. Because you can pray in your mind, out of your mind, all you want, but that's mental praying. Unless you're praying these, you're praying in this, you're praying the will of God. When you pray the will of God or the scriptures, praying in line with scripture, you're praying the will of God. But when you're praying tongues, you're praying the exact will of God. Say, for instance, you didn't know how to pray for certain things, maybe your family member or something going on, and you have to, by faith, do it. You have to believe that when you pray in tongues, that Holy Spirit is going to take your spirit, use you as a vehicle to pray over a certain area on purpose. That His will be covered in that area, and you pray that way until you feel satisfied on the inside of you that sufficiency, it has been done. Now let's go back to the 1 Corinthians 14. I want to use the King James for a second, and we'll go back to the Amplified in a moment. He says, but he, verse 2, but he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God, for no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit. Everybody say, in the Spirit. In the Spirit. So notice it says, when you speak in tongues, you're speaking in the Spirit. Howbeit in the Spirit. Notice that term, in the Spirit, speaking tongues, in the Spirit. So when you're praying in tongues, you're praying in the Spirit. Say, when I pray in tongues, I'm praying in the Spirit. So it's saying this. Now watch this. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. The word mysteries is the divine truths or will of God or the plan of God for a certain area. So I'll show you this in another way here. Now, let's go to verse 14 here. Verse 14. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit, if I pray in an unknown tongue or pray in a tongue, my spirit is unknown, italicized in your King James. Yeah. So that's been added by the translators. We've been talking about in Bible school about what's added by translators. And sometimes the translators help you because when you read it like that, you think you kind of gives you a different slant on something. If you leave it out, say, if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays. So it's unknown to you and me, but not unknown to God. So when I pray in tongues, my spirit prays, but my understanding or my mind is unfruitful, is unproductive. It doesn't know what I'm saying. If I'm praying in tongues, I don't know what I'm saying unless God gives me interpretation. So you have to have faith that when you're praying in tongues for certain things, that God is taking care of that. And you could know that by reading other scriptures, that you are praying indeed the will of God for that area. That only gives you a piece of the information. So get that up in 14:14 in the Amplified. Is that Amplified? For if I pray in an unknown tongue or in a tongue, let's say just say tongue, my spirit, that's your born again human spirit that was born again when you received Jesus, my spirit, the human spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me prays. So when you're praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit is taking you, using you as a vessel, and praying out the plan and purposes of God for a certain area. But my mind is unproductive. It bears no fruit. It helps nobody. So, I mean, you know, you could be praying for an hour, and your mind's going to say, yeah, well, you just wasted an hour. But if you don't understand that, if you never had scriptures, never been taught, then that's how you're going to feel. You know, these things are not automatic. We think, you know, like things are automatic. They should happen, fall in place. I should know this by now, but you don't know it by now. And if we spend more time and stuff in it, then maybe we'd be far ahead spiritually And far ahead in the natural, far ahead in our physical bodies, far ahead in different areas where we need to be with God or the things of God. And so, let's go to Romans for a second. So when you're praying in tongues, if you pray in an unknown tongue or pray in tongues, you're praying in the Spirit. Brother Hagin used to tell us, the best way to get a leading in the Lord is to pray in tongues. Whenever I go to a hospital and I don't know what to do, I start praying in tongues. I want to see if God is going to tell me something. So I'm praying in tongues, and if the best way to get leading is to pray in tongues, I'm in the Spirit and God gives me a leading. He might not give me a leading, but if I don't get a leading, what do? I kick back and I go back to what I know what the Word says. I just obey what the Word says. Because God doesn't need you to have anything more than what He's given you from His Word. So Brother Hagin used to tell us, if I never get a leading in the Lord, I always follow what I know what to do in the Spirit, in the Word. I follow what the Word says. Because God and His Word are one. The will of God is the Word of God. Or the Word is the will of God. It's the same. So I just follow what the Word says. So notice that Romans chapter, did you know the Boeing 737, they're all grounded in Canada and United States? I thought you might want to know that. It's over here in my, came up from my spirit. Romans, notice this over here. You know, he talks about being led, you know, being, verse 16, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And the Spirit of God is going to bear witness with every other thing that He needs you to understand and know about. The Holy Spirit will bear witness, first of all, that you're His child, that you're born again. That somebody says, how do you know you're born again? I know that I know. How? By the Spirit. He tells me I'm born again. I don't understand it in my mind, but I know by His Spirit, I know I'm saved. I'm His. How many people have that witness on the inside of them that they're born again? You have the Spirit of God and the witness inside of you that you're saved. That if you died right now, dropped dead, you'd be in the presence of Jesus. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You need that experience. You need to know that if you died now, you'd be in heaven. You can't have any condemnation that if you're not living right in a certain area, that you're not going to make heaven. The only way you make heaven is know that you're born again. Jesus is your Lord. You might come short in certain areas, but you're still going to make heaven. You might have failures, weaknesses, but you're still going to go to heaven because you're born again. Amen? And sometimes people said, that's why it says, therefore, verse chapter 8, Romans, therefore there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If you feel condemned, it's because you're not doing what you're supposed to do, either by what the Spirit told you or if you knew it from the Word of God. So you say, you know what, I don't feel right now with God. Maybe I'm not going to make heaven. That's when your faith is weak because you've been contaminated by, your conscience has been contaminated by that you don't know, you just have no confidence. You're still saved, but you've been contaminated. You know, your run has been slowed down. Okay, so we're talking about praying in tongues. But all that extra is extra. We're not going to take another offering. Likewise, the Spirit. Did you know the Bible says, likewise, Jesus as well? You know, he was the one that took our infirmities in our physical body that we might have physical healing. But likewise, the Spirit. Help with our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Like, you know, we don't know about how to pray for every single area. There's things in your life that's complicated. And you can't untangle it, no matter how smart you are, how many grades you you know, whatever accolades you got or degrees or whatever. You don't know everything. You can't know everything. God knows everything. So that's why the Spirit helps us to pray for things we can't pray about. That's humbling because you don't know everything. You have to get to a place to understand and say, you know what, I don't know how to do this. Lord, I can't do this. I need you. I need you to help me to pray about this. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. There's a certain way we ought to pray about certain things, but we don't know how to pray about it. You can pray in your mind about a lot of things, but you come to a place where you don't know how to, you don't know, do it anymore. If you did it again tomorrow, you'd do the same thing. Pray about the same thing again. Lord, I just want to pray about this thing. I'm going to ask you to do this. And then you might get into the place where you come to unbelief after. You're asking for the same thing you said yesterday. God heard you yesterday. And if you ask him again, means you didn't do it the first place by faith. If you ask him again, means you're on unbelief. When is he going to hear you? So then you have to pray another way, and that is to pray to thanksgiving. Say, Father, I just want to thank you. I'm coming to you again. And I just want to thank you. Yesterday I prayed about the situation, but I just want to pray over this in the Spirit again. I want to thank you that you hear me when I pray. I want to thank you, Lord God, that you're taking care of that person more than I do. You love that person more than I do, and I'm just relinquishing all care and worry about that person, and you're doing something for him right now, right this moment as I'm praying, because I ask you to do it. And you said if I ask you anything, you do it. Amen. Eh? And so we thank God for that. And so, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we do not know what we shall pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself, or itself, or say himself, makes intercession for us with groanings. The word groanings, it's a huge, long word. It means inarticulate speech. That means when you pray in tongues, it's inarticulate. You don't know. You don't know what you're saying. You can't tell. It's unintelligible to your mind. So you can't talk out of your head. So it says you're praying in inarticulate speech or a language that you don't understand when you're doing this. Well, how did I get here now? I went back to verse 4. Verse 26. Make it intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit. In other words, God knows what the Holy Spirit is thinking. It's hard for us to understand this in theology. We understand theology. You know, we say, you know, isn't Jesus and God, you know, are they all the same person? I mean, like, how does that work? I don't understand the mechanics of it. All of a sudden, now Jesus is the Holy Spirit, and he said he's the same as the Spirit. This is making me crazy. You ever try to think about that? It's awesome to think about it. God's awesome. Your mind can only fathom so much, right? So the Spirit makes intercession. In other words, when you're praying groanings, when you're praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit is making intercession through you when you're praying in this language about a certain area with groaning which cannot be uttered or cannot be articulated properly. Okay, so actually, you know, intercession. Okay, he's making an intercession. And he that searches the hearts knows with the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Notice that. The Holy Spirit is making intercession according to the will of God. So when you're praying in tongues, you're praying the will of God. You're praying his perfect will over that area. There's times in my life where I find that, you know, I don't know how to pray for something. I've studied the Bible. I'm in the Bible day and night. I read the Bible every night, every morning, throughout the day, and through my studies, like all afternoon, spent all my afternoon studying. Didn't study this. This just came out now. I got another message here that I studied, but it's not coming out right now because this is where God wants me to spend some time, because I believe we ought to do more than what you said. When you spoke that out to me, I just, you know, hey, God, that's what you want me to say, you know? And so that God wants us to get to a place where we can yield to him by his Spirit And know when we're doing something, we know God's in it. There's so many areas in our lives right now that we're doing. Are we doing it for nothing? Are we doing it for ourselves or doing it for somebody else? Am I doing this to impress somebody? Am I doing this for out of my natural? Or what is it? I want to please God. Because anything that's achieved in life can be burnt up pretty quickly at the end. But when it comes down to it at the end of the life, it's the work of God. It's going to stand still, stand remain, right? So look at, okay, so he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Verse 28, and we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So we're praying. That's what we're praying about. Praying for that purpose to come in manifestation. Praying for that purpose for that person or that situation to come in line with whatever God wants to do in our lives and through their lives, and the whole thing is going to fall into place. I can tell you stuff right here about what happened to me in certain areas when I prayed for, and I prayed out the will of God. All of a sudden, I felt the Lord giving me interpretation. Now, I wish that could happen to me all the time, but it doesn't happen to me all the time. A lot of times, I just do it by faith that it's going to take place. You can only pray so much and ask God for the same thing every day. I mean, when you pray about something by faith, you should ask God one time. Come before us and say, God, here's what I'm asking you. I'm asking you about this situation. I'm going to ask you to do this. Because we always think we know everything about what God's will is for everybody else, except for ourselves. Because we think, you know, okay, you know, I'll tell you what they need. They need a wife. Let's pray for them right now for a wife. You know, but he doesn't want to get married. Yeah, but he needs one. I know it. So we pray about certain things, but that's not what God wanted. And that's not what they want. So it's good to pray the will of God and pray, you know, that his will be established in the lives of the people. Pray in the Spirit. So when you're praying in the Spirit, or praying in tongues, you are in the Spirit, and you're praying in the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, about the purpose and the plan of God for that thing, or that area, or that person. You know, I was thinking about the other day, there was a young man dying with H1N1 at the hospital there, about, I can't remember, six weeks ago, a cousin of ours. And so they brought this thing. The doctor said, "This is the sickest boy." That's what his words were. The sickest boy in this hospital. He's 26 years old. The sickest person in this hospital right now. This boy, he's not gonna make it. So you know, Maxine, she didn't rebuke the doctor. He respected the doctor, but in her heart, in her mind, with Ed, said, "You know what? We believe God can do something about this person. We don't want this person to die without knowing Jesus. We want this person. It's God's will that person knows Jesus. If I'm standing right here right now, I want that person to come out to know Jesus and let them know Jesus did it. So I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus. I'm taking this, go to my church on Sunday, take the cloth and get pastor and staff pray over them. I'm going to take it over there and tell them this. Don't remove this from the guy's bed. Leave it in there." And the person it took some time. It took several weeks, four or five weeks, I can't remember what it was, but the guy woke up. Yeah. And this is not that long ago. And you ask these people. And what he said, "I'm unconscious. I'm in the hospital bed, I'm in the ICU, I'm unconscious." He said, "I could hear my aunt, I could hear my uncle praying. I could hear them talking about different things." He said, "You know what helped me is my uncle and my uncle and my aunt praying there and believing God for me." Wow. And they prayed in the Spirit, and we prayed over that, and we took that anointing. We believe God. That's what you said about the respect. When you respect the man of God, something will happen. Like you're looking at Roma Fisher, but behind me there's something else. There's something else here. It's called the gift of God. It's called pastoral gift. That only works when you connect in the spirit and when you start believing and have reverence for God, for a God's man. I don't like to talk like that about myself. I think, oh, you know, you ought to respect me. But you know what? There's something about it that I want people to understand. Like, I'm as stupid as the next guy, but there's somebody smarter than all of us together. He's called the Holy Spirit. I remember one time talking to someone, I was in my 30s, and they're in their 50s, and we're talking about marriage counseling. He said, okay, we'll do some marriage counseling. He said, what do you know? You're only 30 years old. But God's much older than us. He lives in me. There's a gift in me called the pastoral gift. And if you allow that to work and respect that enough, that God will do something. You know, the person, those people are still the same, even worse than they were right now. And that's 25, 30 years ago. And I saw that person the other day try to talk to me about the same thing they had. I said, you told me that 30, 25 years ago. I'm not going to listen to this. And God mad at me. I said, well, what do you want me to say? And when you start respecting things, the things of God, then things are going to go right for you. Yeah. Amen. We need to pray the will of God about certain things in our lives. We need to pray God's will over our lives. Sometimes in your own life, say, Father, you know what? I don't know what to do. I'm going to pray in tongues for myself about this because I need you to do something in my life. I need you to do something now in my life. I'm trusting you. So when you pray in tongues, you got to do it by faith. You got to believe that this is happening. And when you're doing it, you're exercising faith. You have to believe. You have to believe you wasted an hour. You remember, Mrs. Pearson, when you pray in tongues, the devil tells you you just wasted an hour. Right? You waste a lot of hours. You could have been going fishing, making pies or something. Right? I remember years ago, she's praying in tongues. They called the cops on her. Remember? The church, the cops came, she's praying in the street. Oh, yeah. Cops come in there. What's going on here, Mrs. Grace? Well, I'm praying in the spirit. Well, we're about to arrest you. Yeah, yeah, you got a permission to be here praying and looking that way? I remember my sister, you know, she got up, got caught up in the spirit. And some people get caught up in spirit. They pray strong and you want to understand what's going on. They just get into the spirit and they're praying in the Holy Spirit. And so she's praying in there. Every night she disappears from her bedroom and goes to the kitchen or in the living room. And she gets on the floor and started crying out to God in praise in the spirit. She got caught up in spirit one night, and she lost all consciousness of her surrounding, that she was actually at home. I don't know if you ever get this way, but there's some times when you get in the spirit, you lose consciousness of here. And you're more conscious of the presence of God. And it's so wonderful to be there. And so whether you have that experience or not, when you pray in tongues, you are in the spirit. You don't have to have that. So she gets in the spirit. She's praying. So I get a call late at night, 12:30 at night, I think 1:30 in the morning, from my brother-in-law. He says, what's wrong with your sister? I think your sister lost it. I think she's gone crazy. I said, yeah, why did you say that? He said, well, I found her in the living room. She's kind of jibber-jabber, and she's doing all kinds of things on the floor and crying out and different things. It's, oh, no, it's okay. She's praying in the spirit. Praying is praying. That's not praying. But you know what? What happens is that the devil hates that so much. He hates that so much that he'll do whatever he can to disturb that, and he'll discredit that. He'll say that's not real. The day I was filled with the Spirit and I spoke in tongues in church. I was in church with my sister, actually Joanne, and we got filled with the Holy Spirit. We spoke in tongues. I remember speaking in tongues. I remember going out into the Spirit, and all I could hear is my own self speaking in tongues. I was looking at myself praying in tongues. I could hear my own voice. But in the Spirit, it wasn't like I was actually myself doing anything. I'm looking at myself that way and praying in the Spirit. And it felt so wonderful. I didn't want to come out of it. So when I came out of that and went into consciousness of my own body, praying, I heard myself praying, I'm still praying. It's like it was so effortless. It was like I wasn't even doing it. It was like even the Spirit was forcing me. When He took a hold of me, took a hold of my body, it's like He's forcing me to pray this way. But I wasn't. I was yielded to Him. I yielded. It took about a month for me to yield to Him. I took a month and I prayed every night. I said, God, they say this is the real. They said that Acts 2:4 is for me today. I don't know if it is or not, but I want to be honest with you. I don't know if it's true or not, but I want it. If it is, I want it. If it's your will, I want that. I prayed this way every night. I didn't know very much about things of the Bible, and so I'm standing there, and it's about a month. I prayed that way every night, got on my knees, and when I had it, it was like a gush of water, and it just exploded, like a rushing water. And I prayed that way, long and hard and fast, and I couldn't stop. It's like I couldn't stop myself. There's one other time I had the same experience. I was at my dad's home, and the Spirit came on me, and I spoke in tongues. It was like I just couldn't help it. I just tried to hold it down. It's like you know when you see Dave. It's like I couldn't help it. Well, let me tell you, there was another time I had the same thing with my wife. We're driving down the road. And I felt the Spirit of God come upon me over the top of my head. And I'm praying quietly and reading my Bible. And I just felt the Spirit. You know, when you get this way, something happens to you, you get that way. You ever see this guy? And he starts crying. I know exactly what he's feeling like. And you look silly. You look stupid. And he looked, oh, isn't that pitiful? Look at him. Nobody here cries beautifully. Not one of you can say, look at me, I'm so cute when I cry. I'm trying to teach you something because you see, when you yield, I said, Lord, I want that. I want that. And so I'm driving down the road with my wife. She's driving. I'm sitting there because I need to read the scriptures. I want to study. I'll get myself ready because I'm going to Sudbury. And the Spirit came all over me. And I started to cry and weep and tell God how much I loved Him. And my wife is there, but I didn't want my wife to know that I'm talking to somebody, that I'm loving somebody else while she's there. Because, you know, you're kind of shy. You're in the Spirit, half in the Spirit, half in the, you know. And I said, Lord, I told Lord, not here, Lord. Please, not here. That's exactly what I said. And so it's wonderful to pray in the will of God, to pray the will of God. And I never get afraid that I don't know what to pray about. Because I know I have a helper. Jesus said, I'm going to send you an intercessor when I leave here. I'm going to send you a comforter. The word comforter, one of the seven Greek words of the Holy Spirit is comforter or prayer or somebody who could intercede for you. So don't ever feel bad. You get up at nighttime and want to pray about something, just pray in the Holy Spirit. Say, Father, my mind is on this area. My heart's in this area. I'm going to pray in the Spirit. I'm going to pray in tongues about it. I'm praying in tongues about this person. And I'm praying right now. You can pray that way anywhere you are. If you're in a mall somewhere, if you're at the hospital, you just pray in the Spirit. Check your spirit. You check. Brother Higgins used to call it, I check my antenna. I put up my antenna. And I just put it up by praying in tongues. You know, whoo, shaka? Oh, yeah, okay. I start praying in tongues because what he wants me to do? Is he want me to do something? No, nothing really special. Just go ahead and pray. And believe and trust God. Lay hands on somebody. Anybody, I want to lay hands on you. Ernie said, I laid hands on him, fire went through him. He went home and ate a bucket of chicken. And he had no calories, right? Sometimes Ernie gets up at night, phones me, and like 12 o'clock at night. They're never that guy. Doesn't he ever sleep? No, we pray about different things. So anyway, this is what I thought I would share with you. But I had other things I wanted to share. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Look at that scripture again. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. There are things in your life that's not going to get done unless you pray this way about them. You can say this so many times, Lord, bless him. Lord, help him. I remember Brother Hagin was praying about his brother who was, he was not saved and he was just, he couldn't get it. He couldn't get some things. And the Lord told him, Lord, help him. Lord, help him. And the Lord said out loud, that's what I'm trying to do. And he looked around, who said that? The Lord said, it's me, I said it. So there's some things in your life you're saying, God, help me about this. But until you yield your spirit and you yield the Holy Spirit and you say, Lord, by faith, I'm going to humble myself and pray this way about the situation. I'm going to pray until I feel I have the victory over it. And I'm going to thank you every time I finish praying in tongues. I want to thank you. But you can also pray in tongues, but thanking God in tongues, just lift up your hand, start praying in tongues. You can thank God better that way, because 1 Corinthians 14:15 says you can thank God by praying in tongues as well. You do it better. This is talking about believers. Okay, so let me close with this. 1 Corinthians 14 again. For he that speaketh in a tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God, for no one understands him. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. So we need to end our session tonight by praying a little bit in the Spirit, just like how we began the service. Let's go ahead and stand up and pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, we want to thank you. Let me pray in English and follow me in English. And I'm going to lead you in a corporate prayer for a couple of few minutes here. Thank you, God. You know what? The Bible says Psalm 100, we enter his gates with thanksgiving. Just go ahead and thank God about anything you can thank him for. Anything that you feel that you need to thank God for, go ahead and thank him. The Bible says we lift up holy hands. You don't have to lift up all the time for 10 minutes. You can do it once in a while. You can do it as long as you want. You can do whatever you want. Lift up one hand, two hands, do whatever you want. You can kneel down. You can sit down if you want. But stand up, the Bible said, let's stand praying. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you tonight for the supernatural ability to tap into the Spirit. You have given us the supernatural ability to tap in to your plans and purposes, to pray the will of God, that we are the access that other people need by us praying. That you have access to people by us praying for them. Your will can only be done if we stand here on earth asking you to intervene on behalf of mankind, intervene on behalf of our family and friends, intervene and pray your purpose, your plan. We thank you for it today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that we can actually pray in the tongues and pray in the Holy Spirit. And so we praise you and thank you for it. Thank you for that ability. Thank you for that divine purpose and plan for every believer. We thank you. And so, Father, right now we're asking you to forgive us for leaving that part of our prayer life dormant. We will pick it up again. We're going to pray again. We're going to pray more in these last days and pray in the Spirit. Pray about the will of God for this church and for the will of God for other people, our relatives that need to come and to hear the word of God, to be saved, to be healed. We thank you, Lord God. O shakama siti lima, no kuro siti, mas makara siti elemokoso brakas in de ema, eko shoko olimina lalakise mananaki dioso, mogranini malekia lakoshi manandri bakdi. Niri soma ka ishimi amra ishimoko shimini alamako makra diste toshi mini nanani amako so ebre kishin de kibak basata kiribe o ba kishin de e mananaso dokuro shite saka manada di be kishin omra kare deshi. Thank you, Lord, for the purpose and plan and the will of God for our lives. For the lives of the people that are standing here before you, I pray for every single one of them. I'm asking you, Lord God, according to Ephesians 1:16, that you would begin and to reveal to them the plan of God, the purpose of God for their lives and what you want them to do on a daily basis, how to connect with every person they need to connect with and how to receive In the name of Jesus. Oh, lima kasa makreshite obra kasete enenishi mando shokorele baka makreshite elibakoso. We pray for the plan of God to come into manifestation. We pray for the power of God to come in manifestation. We pray for the sign and the wonder, the miracles, those things that need to be manifested in these last days. So people will know that you're here, that you will shake up Shaki, Mananosi, Niki, Alaka, Makilishi, so that people's faith will be in line, on fire. Sokuro Shinti, Mewakri, the wisdom of God shall flow out of them. Eni Shito Lavakosa, Nanadakeshi, Te La Nanama, Edibikiso, No Kurosho, Takarabakri Shiti. I hear the will of God, the power of God, or the Spirit of God say to my spirit that some people are just on the edge of that threshold. They're just on the edge of it. They're just getting into the realm of the Spirit. And you're going to know if you begin to push yourself and begin to assert yourself in the realm of the Spirit. And say, yep, I'm one of those. I believe in Acts 2:4. I believe what Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5, that I'm waiting for the promise. No, don't wait just for the promise. He's here. Begin to act on it right now. Begin to say, thank God. I'll take it. It's mine. It's a gift. The gifts of the Spirit are there for you. And as you pray in the Spirit, the manifestation of seeing and knowing shall come. You know right away. Some of you will know immediately what is about to take place. God says, I will show you things to come by His Spirit. He's going to show you. It's not scary. He's going to show you the good things to come. And you're going to feel like, you know, ooh, it's such a refreshing. I thank God for it. I'm full of confidence. I'm not afraid of the future. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be all right. Oh, shikima natri shiti esku somrom. So don't be afraid of the devil. Go ahead and speak to him, and tell him that he has no authority in your life. That you know that he's defeated. That God, by His Son, has defeated you. Has taken away the authority and has given it to us. And that we have authority over our spirits, our minds, our bodies, and the things that are coming in our lives that have been adverse circumstances, that is not God's will. And so we're coming to pray against that animosity that comes from the evil one. We're pushing it out by the Spirit of God and praying against it. And we're standing against it. God says, if you stand against it, I'll stand against it. I will contend with those enemies that I've contend with you. Because when they come against you, that we have a covenant that your enemies are my enemies. Obra kisin da lalikyo som broko sindi amanandi eski sodo kosha amana kishete somro soksa sabakaksa so bakre sinte ilmanadari ekishite labo. So just rejoice and thank God that this is a time of rejoicing. This is a time of giving Him praise, because the will of God shall be done. The will of God will be done in your life, and it shall be a manifestation of glory. It shall be a good time. Oh, Rabba Shite Libe. Let's go ahead and thank Him. Let's go ahead and praise Him, even if you have to do it in tongues. Oh, we praise You, Jesus. We praise You, Jesus. Oh, Rama. Oh, we give You thanks. Come on, let's go ahead and rejoice by faith and thank Him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kama Shite Mananoso. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord God. I want to tell you something. Go ahead and rejoice in the Spirit. Go ahead and laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Do it by faith. Ha, 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 ha. See, I don't feel like laughing. I didn't ask you if you felt anything. I'm going to ask you to do it by faith, because the Word said it. Rejoice. Come and do His presence with thanksgiving. The God says, go ahead and thank Him. If you're thankful, you're happy. If you're thankful, you're rejoicing. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Why are you laughing? Because the will of God has been done. Because the will of God is being manifested. Ha, 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 ha. By faith in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. It's being done right now in the name of Jesus. Thank You. Thank You, Lord. Praise God. Thank You, Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. All right, go home rejoicing. The Leafs are already losing. No, I'm just kidding. You go ahead. Thank You, Lord.